This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Dollar. D-O-L-L-A-R. Text DOLLAR to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Dollar. Yeah, it does, honey, boo-boo. That's what I'm going to talk about when I see that. Dollar make me holler. Do whatever for a dollar. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Dollar. D-O-L-L-A-R is this hour's code word. Okay, there's that.
What just happened?
I had to reach all the way across there. 2 whole feet. Okay, you can turn that off now. The Oscars are long and boring. And as are, you know, they're your typical award show. It's the big one, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the one I actually force myself to watch. I don't know why I don't like award shows. It's just, I feel like they just
go on and
they just
on
take
and
up
on.
So much of my life. And I'm like, I don't care.
I was watching the CMAs last night.
Oh, yeah,
were
they
you?
Were on.
Yeah, it was because it was on ABC. And
Those are the country music awards?
Yeah, and it was just a concert. One after the other, Florida,
that's
Georgia
cool.
Line,
and then
Jason
they put
Aldean,
like at least that, like,
it
if you like country music and you like some of those artists, like, okay, there's a group of
that's
them together.
That's why the Grammys are cool, because they do a lot of performances.
Yeah, I don't love the Grammys. I don't love any of these award shows, because they would break it down, and then I always feel super awkward for the people who are giving the awards away, you know, as they're reading the cue card and the teleprompter, and they've rehearse this line a million times and it falls flat and it's they
look,
just look
I'm not
awkward.
Into them either necessarily, but they are a big event, super huge,
sure.
in pop culture. The Oscars in particular is the biggest one.
The Oscars and the Grammys are the ones I will definitely watch. I feel like I gotta do that. Hooman always comes over and
watch
that. I still can't get over that year that they called out the wrong film and we were all sitting there watching it and I literally fell out of my chair.
It was great.
And we stopped and we rewound it like 6 times to watch all the background chaos.
As they're running around trying to fix it.
We need more moments like
we
that.
We don't actually plan to watch those things together. You just always come over on Sundays. And
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think the Grammys are on Sundays. I don't know if we watch the Grammys together, but we always wind up watching the Oscars together.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. Anyway, it's going to be even better now. They are vowing to keep it to 3 hours. It's 2 hours too long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's two hours too long.
Well, you get all those people out in one big audience, and you've got to give him a little camera time.
I do love Jimmy Kimmel as the host. He's the one who did the Oscars, right? He was there when the Warren Beatty
couple
thing
times,
went
yes.
horribly wrong. I liked when he took everybody, I think last year or earlier this year, he took everybody across the street where a bunch of people were watching some movie. Remember he took Wonder Woman with him and a bunch of other actors and actresses. They walked across the street and gave out candy.
Yeah.
We're sort of broadcasting from
that.
There. It was good. He is the most comfortable person in front of a camera. I've literally never seen him really lose his cool. Like in interviews, he's like hyper focused on the person he's interviewing and listening to everything they say. And he's so funny that just off the cuff, he'll come up with some whole new thing. Jimmy Kimmel.
There was a great interview with him on Sunday this morning, this past Sunday, and he's just. Seems like the nicest guy. Never thought he'd be where he was.
Right.
He was a radio guy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Radio guy. And then he goes, can you believe I was on TV with the women jumping up on the trampoline?
Right.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Show.
Yeah. And then he said, I never thought that I'd be David Letterman or Johnny Carson. Never thought they'd even go off air, ever.
Right.
But here he is, and he's
and
so
he's
grateful.
The best of them. I mean, he really, he's not my favorite monologue. But if I'm going to watch an interview, I want it to be with Jimmy Kimmel. Like, he is brilliant at times. Like, he's just... And he is a person that you care about. He talks about his family, and he had that whole thing with his son
tragedy,
who was born with a heart defect. And he's not afraid to wear his emotions on his sleeve. He's super well-informed. He's super smart about politics. He ran for vice president. It was one of the most hilarious ongoing bits of all time. He's great. And hopefully he's, they don't say here, but I'm hoping that he's going to come back and host the Oscars again, because I thought he did a fantastic job. He doesn't, he pokes at everybody. He doesn't care. So, but this talk, even this talk of the Oscars is too long.
Right.
So I'm just going to get to the story.
Oh, but you haven't done the story?
No.
Oh.
That wasn't the story?
The story is not that the Oscars are too long and too boring. Uh-huh. We already knew that. They actually say that people aren't watching them the way they used to either. Only 26.5 million people watch it, which is still humongous. But that was a record low. Usually it's much closer to around the 30-plus million mark.
It's so darn political these days. And no one wants to watch that kind of stuff.
That's true. A lot of the Me Too was happening this past year. And the Academy is taking
some steps.
Oh, was
that the black outfits, or was that the year before?
It was this year. I don't believe, although that might have been at a dip. That might have been at like the Golden Globes.
Okay.
One of the other, the peripheral, the ones I don't feel like I have to watch. Award shows. Anyway. They're introducing a new award. People are all over them and saying, you suck. You shouldn't be doing this. The new award is Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film, or as some people are already calling it, the Popcorn Oscar. So this is basically the blockbusters. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's going to be it's not going to be decided by who made the most money. They're just going to take the biggest blockbusters. I guess they'll get nominated, still based on how good of a film the critics felt that they were, or the Film Institute thought that they were. The Academy, whatever it is. Although I don't know that much about this. I don't know if that's how they're going to lay it out.
Someone texted in, what does Hooman think about this?
Yeah,
as
Hooman,
the premier movie
reviewer
good, everyone. Of the Bay Area.
Hooman, your
don't
thoughts.
Forget a movie review in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's right, everyone.
So, in one hour.
That's right. So I do have some thoughts on this, because as soon as you mentioned this, I immediately thought of Harry Potter. Because Harry Potter made a kajillion, you know, dollars, kajillion dollars.
And please get it all right. I'm chiseling this all into stone so we have it.
Thank you. Yes.
Future reference.
There'll be tablets made, everyone.
And afterwards,
Francisco's gonna engrave us.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And we'll have a statue too. All right. So with the all the Harry Potter stuff, there just wasn't any acknowledgement of them really ever winning anything. They might have won.
They won like, a lot of technical stuff, but it wasn't about them winning as a movie.
Right.
It wasn't up for Best Picture, was it?
And I don't think so. And, you know, there were, what, 7 of them or 8 of them? It seemed like it was endless. So I feel like this is in response to Harry Potter-style movies or Mission Impossible-type movies, which
Well, they're saying, Mission Impossible will be nominated. Black Panther will be nominated in this category.
Yeah.
It's going to be all the big blockbusters. I don't know that it'll ever be things like The Hangover. I don't know. I think that because that's sort of that
How about
cheesy,
The Wedding Crashers?
I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen. So they're adding that category. And another thing they're going to do is while I guess the place used to go on hiatus, that's hiatus for some of us.
I was all what?
During the commercials, they're going to give away some of the sound editing maybe, or I don't know what they consider to
that's
be.
That's going to have a backlash.
Yeah, well. What
that's
gonna,
the problem
hold on,
right
though,
there.
Hooman, here's what they're going to do. They're going to give those awards away during the commercial breaks, and then they're going to edit them and play them as though they're happening live on the show, but they're going to be and, you know, cut way down. Here's the Oscar for sound editing goes to so-and-so. Next cut, he's on the stage. They've edited down his speech. And he's off the stage and they get on to the next one. Like, they're going to super truncate it. Because that's the problem, too, with a lot of these people are sitting way in the back of the theater.
Yeah, yeah, if you're sound
editing,
it
takes them 5 minutes to get down there. Everybody's in. They get up there. There's 4 people up there. Everybody wants to say their thing. The orchestra's trying to play them off. They're going on. This is our moment. Sound editing. Sorry, sound editors out there. I just happen to pick you. Maybe you won't be one of the ones that's
or
relegated
costume
to the
design
commercials.
Or
sure, whatever. I actually like the costume design.
Oh,
they always show drawings and pictures of the... Well, whatever. I don't like any of it. I take it all back. Anyway, they're committed to keeping the show to 3 hours. They've added this popularity, or the blockbuster, the popcorn Oscar, and they're going to be shooting some of the award recipients during the commercials, editing them down and airing them later in the show.
I could have sworn that I read the Oscars were invented to generate interest in film. Like, that's it's a pat on the back and a way to advertise the film industry on TV So this is something that started out as a way of getting people interested in film. It shouldn't be above us.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this film no one saw won the Oscar. I actually don't think that that's what the show is about. The show is about all of these celebrities being in one room, and those of us who like to look at the beautiful people who live the great lives and that we all wish we at some point wish we could have. I mean, everybody at some point thinks, oh, to be an actor.
Yeah. Or to look like Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Right.
I mean, so that's the moment. That's what you're trying to... Well,
like, I actually love that sometimes, you know, these smaller films you would not have heard of otherwise get recognized, and then I wind up watching them and going, holy crap, that made my life richer. You know, mm-hmm. like, to have seen that story told. But I agree with you. I think that they, you know, if it's just an ad for these movies, which I'm sure that is why it came up, but it's well-watched and people do love the Oscars. I, for one, am happy that they're going to try to keep it to 3 hours because it's been like 4 hours, 15 minutes sometimes. I'm like, my DVR stopped recording you an hour ago. You're still on? It's ridiculous.
Well, I like the idea that the normally we hear the comment that where everyone says, I haven't seen any of these movies.
Right.
So it's good. There should be some award for a movie that we've all seen.
Right. The popular movie. I think that's fine. Uh-oh!
Oh, man.
Oh. Awkward.
I still thank my parents.
We lost, by the way.
Horrible.
Yeah. Still never seen Moonlight.
Moonlight's okay. The one that shouldn't have won was Shape of Water.
I liked Shape of Water. Oh,
compared to the other film.
I thought Moonlight was pretty good.
You saw that?
Is that the one about the black gay kid?
Yeah.
I liked
La La Land a lot more.
I liked La La Land.
Boo.
La La Land.
Crummy ending.
Oh, stop it. Oh. It was a fine ending. It showed that they...
You know it was a crummy
realistic.
Ending.
It was... Then, and my friend Tom Everett Scott was in it because of the ending.
Your neighbor.
And there was nothing realistic about that movie. They were dancing on the freeway. Come on.
It was great. I loved it. They were all in it together, stuck in traffic. Might as well sing and dance. Come on. We're not going anywhere. Oh, I love the soundtrack, too. God, thank God Ryan Gosling revived jazz on his own.
What are you talking about?
Why are you laughing?
People keep writing in. Is Sarah on steroids again today?
What?
In a good way.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Please. It's that rump shaking song. Okay, you guys, listen.
What's that got to do with it?
Play that song.
I actually broke
song.
A sweat.
All you got to do is zoom, zoom, no. zoom, zoom, and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump.
925 says, is Sarah on steroids again? She is crazy today.
Am I? I feel like
she
regular.
Okay. No,
I mean that in the best way possible.
I think we're all being extra silly today. It feels like a Friday.
It does. Why?
I don't know. Because
we still have a whole
other
day to go. Okay. Here
Just
we go.
Shake boom, your rump.
Just shake your rump. Up.
Shake your rump. Rump.
You didn't say butt?
No. We always thought he said butt, but it turns out he says rump.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change that.
Rump sounds like something that like a horse has.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with food.
Rump? Like rump roast?
Rump yeah. roast, yeah.
Yeah, that's a slice of some animal's ass cheek.
It's delicious, too.
Well, when it's prepared correctly.
Okay, yes. It will.
Let's eat some rump.
Boo.
And to the jury, I say... Yes, steroids. Clearly.
Someone said it sounded like
it's
food.
It's the eye drops.
Maybe it is.
Because I said rump sounds like food?
Yeah.
That makes you excited?
No, I said, well, it is food.
Oh, okay. All you got to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump.
Tan Mom is in the news today.
Oh, good Lord.
How I've missed you, Patricia. You know... I think that because that's the only piece of that song we've heard since 2012 when the song first came out or whatever year it was. I would like to hear more of that actual song.
I can certainly play it. Let me look at when I pulled that song.
Yeah. When did we?
How's it been? Would you say 12?
Damn. What do you guys guess?
Well, she was arrested in 2012 for the kid thing. for the because it was she put her 5-year-old in a tanning bed.
Oh,
so it had to be at least a year after that, right?
That's exactly right.
Oh, 2013?
Oh. Mm-hmm. So May 7th.
Actually, 5 years doesn't seem like long enough. I feel like she's been around longer.
It's the skin.
Yes. Let's hear the original song. Okay, I've heard enough. Boy, so it now this new song. Unfortunately, we don't have audio of the actual song. What we have is her in the studio recording this new Tan Mom song. I don't.
So it's pre-production.
Well, we're not hearing any of the music that she's singing along to. So I'm not sure if it sounds exactly like, you know, that bad Casio keyboard kind of sounding thing. Her real name is Patricia Marie Krenzel, and now she wants to drop the Tan Mom moniker and be Patricia Marie. Oh, my God. Okay, enough of that. Enough.
I love that, though. You hear that part?
Hold on. When she's directing there in the...
You know, it's genius creative content that she has. She has to release it, otherwise she might...
Vinny, here's some stills of her in the studio. She's just... Although, I gotta say, her voice sounds less raspy now. Maybe she's drinking less whiskey.
No, she's awful. Yeah. She's so salty, dude. She's so worn out. She's absolutely worn. It's the sun. It's crusty. The cigarettes.
Crusty. Musty.
I mean, that's a cigarette voice, right?
Dusty. Yeah. Okay, one final note. So that's something we all have to look
and
forward to.
And I bet you this is all fake. What do they call that? Extensions.
Oh, hair.
She's got super long hair, and I'm sure none of that is hers, right?
Yeah.
How old is she?
I'm going to say early 50s. I was trying to look up. There's no Wikipedia page for her, so I actually do not know.
Look at the light behind her hairdo. You can see, like, that's there's the hair and there's the
fake
she's. Hair.
I agree with you. Those are clip-on hairdos. I bet she's younger than you think. Like, she had a 5-year-old
Maybe.
5 years ago.
67.
No!
Oh, so she's 50.
No,
she'll
she was
be 51.
Born, yeah, she's born in 67.
So she'll be 51.
Oh, I was going to say.
She's my age. I don't like that. Okay, last note here. There was a van out in the woods. It's been out there for 40 years.
What are you doing? There's a van.
There's a van.
Is it the Scooby-Doo van?
It's like the Scooby-Doo van. This van, I guess this guy bought this property something like, I don't know, let's see, in the late 70s. This van is a 1964 International Harvester Metro van. He bought the land from someone who had a connection to Aerosmith. And it turns out that this van was their tour van in the 1970s.
What?
It just says Aerosmith on it, like somebody hand painted it on there. And it has like a picture of a dude dreaming on the side. And so this was their van that they traveled around in. And they got a hold of a guy who was in the van in the band, and I'm sure the van. This guy's name, Ray Tabano. He was in the band from 1970 to about 72, and he took one look at the van and said, I know it's been 40 years, but that is the van.
Mm.
Like, that's it. So this place called American Pickers, I guess it's a TV show, and these people are salvage dudes.
It's actually kind of cool. They travel around, and they'll...
Looking for oddities or whatever.
Yeah.
Guess what they paid for this van? This van, by the way, is... going back to the earth.
It's fully melting back into the land.
Huge holes of rust in it. Uh-huh. The tires are on it still, but they're sunken in.
I bet you animals have been living in this.
Oh, yes.
Probably.
They would have to be. It's in a little town. I think it's called, I'd never even heard of it. Chesterfield, a town about 100 miles west of Boston. So these guys from the show, they go there to inquire about the guy, walks them out into the woods where the van is... rotting into the earth.
The kids have been probably drinking and boning in that thing for years.
They find someone to verify that this is, in fact, Aerosmith's tour van. And what did they pay for that heap of rust?
$1,000.
$25,000.
Mm. $25,000?
The guy who owns the land just got $25,000, so they loaded it.
Wow. Are they going to restore it?
Well, they're going to do something with it, so I guess, they say it's a piece of Americana, and if they do restore it, I'm sure they'll... you know, be able to get some money for it. But they're hoping to get some of the guys from the band to come and film them seeing it. And
maybe they'll sell it to the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sure. Yeah. It's a cool looking, like, I've never seen a van like it. Yeah. It's got this weird flat grill that kind of comes forward in a wedge. It's, you know, doesn't look like a van.
It looks more like a delivery car or something like that.
It's like an oversized
The door
thing.
Slides open like a mail kind of truck.
Yeah, you're right.
UPS-y looking.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it's funny because it does say Aerosmith on the side and has this dude kind of walking.
What do they call those? Pocket doors?
Oh, does it slide in?
It slides. Like, look at the way the door. Well, this picture will do it better. The door looks like it slides across.
Oh, yeah.
Not opens up.
It looks like it slides either behind the outer thing or into a pocket. Yeah. Boy, what a wreck that thing. Look at that. It's a heap of junk.
Yeah,
and they paid $25,000.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So yeah, I don't. That looks more like an old delivery van or something.
These types of vans are called metro vans.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a bunch of different kinds.
Oh, is there any?
Oh yeah, look at that. There's a bunch of them.
It's a bunch of different kinds of them.
Oh yeah, look at that. Well, those are neat. Well, anyway, I guess if you're into this show, American Pickers, you'll be watching them restore this 1964 metro van.
Sure you'd think the guys would want to buy that, don't you?
Well, they got to it first, and so maybe the guys will buy it back once they restore the thing.
That's a piece of their, I mean, they'll
it's
be
rotten,
like.
It's rotten, though.
I know, but they'll be like, man, we were kids in that thing. Remember the time?
Remember that one time?
Right.
We're back here, the shag carpeting. What's coming up in the news?
Well, we'll get to the Trans Bay Transit Center. Also, football's back, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697, wins 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom with exciting rides like The Joker, Medusa, and Wonder Woman, Lasso of Truth. Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, thrill capital of Northern California. Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
So that's how you do that.
Yeah. Woo!
I read that while you were out, and I didn't nearly get as into it as you just did.
Oh, well, you know, ever since that, wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, new sun. I have to try to, like, up my game.
Well done.
Thank you,
Make
Vinny.
It till you make it.
Who's that lady?
I'm barely alive. How are you?
Right.
You want your thing again?
Yeah.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Koyuchi, offering 100% organic cotton sheets. Koyuchi, Koyuchi, online at koyuchi.com.
You got to go check them out. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Those towels.
The sheets are good, too.
Yeah, they're great.
The sheets are good, too.
Those towels.
I got the one, I want to say it's like beach glass or something like that, but the print on it is
they're beautiful. They're really low key, and they're just the sheets are great. They get softer every time I wash them, and those freaking towels. Oh,
Koyuchi.com.
Yeah, do it. This isn't even one of those paid ads. They should buy 2-minute ads. I feel like I have a lot more to say about
this. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's called Sea Glass Printed Organic Sheet.
That's the one.
I think that's the exact same one I got, Vinny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. They look so good.
Beautiful.
Anyway, here's what's happening. So there's a lot going on. Can you smell that?
No, I can't smell
football?
Anything.
Football?
Oh, is it?
What is it?
The smell of sweat?
It's the smell of smoke. Oh. Yes. Oh. California is having a bad fire season. It continues. Now I'm hearing one of the fires down south was set on purpose by somebody, and we continue to burn up here in the North Bay. So that's just looks like it's going to be our reality for at least a few more weeks.
The video of it is so horrifying.
I know.
Like, it's just.
I imagined my own neighborhood and made myself like nervous. I had to sort of think of something else on purpose.
It's, you know, I think one of the scariest things was seeing that neighborhood in Santa Rosa, the coffee park, because that was any neighborhood anywhere.
Sure.
Like
absolutely.
There was, I always think, you know, you think of these wildfires and forest fires as being sort of out. You know, where there's tons of trees for them to burn and lots of undergrowth and up on a mountain where it can't be fought. I mean, that was a freaking neighborhood decimated.
And I continue to read articles, and they're talking about how California continues to build right up into forests as they try to find places where they can put affordable homes. Mm-hmm. You know, all these people who are buying out in the sticks, as they say, or commuting in, they're out there because that's what they can afford.
Right.
And we're asking for it, they say, as we continue to build out into wooded areas. I don't really feel like we're asking for it. It's all we can afford.
Right. We're not asking for that. We're just trying to live.
Right. There's another article just on the front page of today's, I think it was the Mercury. I read both of them online on my iPad now. But the Merc has an article that says only 1 in 5 Californians can even consider buying a home. Mm. Like it's so out of reach for anybody.
They were saying something about for every 8 jobs that Silicon Valley adds on the peninsula, 1 house is available. Like for every 8 new created jobs, 1 new created home, place to live.
Here it is. Dream of owning a home. They actually write this on the front page of the Merc. PFFFFFT. The flat tire sound.
Right.
Bay Area continues to lead the state in shattered home ownership dreams. Record home prices and rising interest rate have pushed statewide home affordability rates to a 10-year low. People just can't afford it.
Yuzi, has your place like doubled in value since you bought it?
It has. If we sold it, you know, there's no way we could move back into the area.
Right.
Right.
Have to leave the area.
Fewer than 1 in 5 residents can afford to buy into one of the nation's most expensive real estate markets.
And the rental market is no better. I mean, people can charge top dollar because there's 100 people for every apartment that's out there.
Some of those rentals are more than my mortgage.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
It's crazy.
Outside Lands is this weekend, everyone. So
yeah.
Big party in San Francisco.
It's a big one.
Yeah. Hope you're into it. Oh, and you need to go to their website. They've got a new backpack rule. It's got to be clear plastic. Mm. You need to know that because you're going to get there with your blanket and your jackets and all your stuff. And they're going to say, get out of here. You can't bring all that in.
No, man.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's in a clear plastic. And even that has size limitations.
Yeah. You can't carry all that stuff. Right. What you're going to want to do is get one of those. I hate to sell the puffy jackets because I see too many of them around me. In fact, everyone around me wears them.
It's because they're awesome. You can fold them up into nothing, stick them in a pocket.
Keeps me cool, keeps me warm.
It's awesome.
I'm aware they're awesome. I got you your first one. I just didn't know it would become every single dingle day of your life forever.
This is like maybe my third one, too.
Right, I know.
Because they're
color,
great.
Too.
Yeah, well, you know, why change it? It's not broken. Don't fix it.
Anyway, you're going to want one of those. You're going to want a little puffy jacket you could fold into nothing.
Because it does. It's San Francisco. It's if it gets above 60, it's a miracle.
Right.
I hear there's going to be, I don't know what they're calling it, grassland, weedland. There's a section for
all the pot smokers.
Just pot smokers, but they're going to have samples of stuff.
Well.
Bryn.
Don't tell my kids that.
That's so great. You know what?
Well, let me.
It used to be so dangerous to get pot, and now it's going to be accessible for people, and it won't be such a thing. I truly used to go to the worst neighborhoods to get pot.
Huh, and decriminalization works.
And got into so much trouble and was dealing with
your life. Low lives.
Well, you know, drug dealers, you see these people who talk about the dealer life, rappers who are like, look at me and my Gucci and I'm selling it. That isn't what it was like. These guys never showered. They were smelly. The houses were dark. They didn't even, they put one lamp in the place and like no furniture. Sketchy as hell. There's gun over there on the countertop. You're like, oh my God, I just want a nickel bag, sir. $5. I just want to be able to roll 2 doobies when I go there.
I got 5 on it.
So it's good that it's going to be a lot safer for people who want to partake. I didn't mean to go on that rant.
I liked it.
Anyway, I wanted to mention that the Trans Bay Transit Center will open this weekend on the 12th. So we talked about it. It's a big deal. It's been in. They've been building it
for 1,000 years.
The traffic down here has been destroyed by it here in San Francisco. And the thing is beautiful. If you go online and look at some of the overhead pictures, uh-huh. it's certainly something to be proud of. It's wonderful.
It's really neat. I mean, it looks strange as you go under it. It has like almost skirting on it, like see-through steel panels.
Well, that's just a cover.
But there's a top, right? There's almost like a park up there. I saw trees.
It's multi-level. Yeah. There is a park. It's beautifully done. And we were talking about when we first brought it up early in the week, you were out of town. I was sort of saying, all this for a bus station? But it will eventually be a train station too. And I have the article in front of me where they say that the level down below mm-hmm. at the Salesforce Transit Center is a concrete box waiting to be filled with trains. They say it'll be the end point for the bullet train if that ever makes it.
Oh.
So from LA to
underground?
There. I don't know how that's going to work, but this is expected at that transit hub. They're calling it Grand Central Station West Coast, except it's new and updated mm-hmm. and looks cool. So there'll also be commuter trains, Caltrain, coming from the peninsula.
Wow.
So this is going to be a hub, multi-use, multi-purpose transit hub, wow. not just a bus station. And maybe everybody knew that, but I didn't.
Right.
So it'll be years away, though. Unfortunately, they say when this center opens on Sunday, the concourse for trains will remain empty and likely stay that way for years. There's no firm timeline or funding.
Are there train tracks in place somewhere down there? I mean, are they going to have to like knock buildings down to do that?
I imagine they built it with some space for that because they're saying it's empty and ready.
Right.
They're now also saying, though, that the trains are going way farther past $4 billion than they originally expected, into like $6 billion.
Jeez,
we talk about billions like they're nothing now. But anyway,
Mr. Zuckerberg, you got a few extra billion you could throw us? I'm trying to get this thing up and running.
Are you kidding?
Help us some more.
He's had to tighten his belt.
Yeah, I know. He's only got like $63 billion, and he did just put in that hospital, right? Isn't there a Mark Zuckerberg hospital?
Yeah.
But getting there is important. So, come on, Mark. Come on, Marky Mark.
If I didn't already mention, the Niners play tonight, too, by the way, versus the Cowboys. It's preseason, so no one's really going to, I don't know.
Yeah, people want their football.
Do they?
They do.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're like a few minutes away from the movie's reviews as the boys will come in. And it's our friend Rudy this week, right?
Correct.
I can't wait to see Rudy.
Next week, Bryn and Christy Yamaguchi.
Oh, Christy Yamaguchi?
That's right.
She's actually coming in. Did she write you?
She sure did.
Did she hear you begging her to write you?
This is the Crazy Rich Asians movie?
The Crazy Rich Asians. That's right. I needed two authentic Asians. We got one Japanese, one Vietnamese. We're all set.
I can't wait for what that's going to say.
Is Anita going to go? She's Chinese.
She's already seen it.
Oh. Yeah, she watched it with me.
Can she come in and review it too?
Oh, boy.
That's next Thursday? Let me see. Let me ask her.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's get it, you know.
That'd be fun.
We want to force it, right?
Bring the baby.
Oh, boy.
If we could get a Korean person in too, that'd be great. We have like everybody.
Well, I'm Asian. I don't know if you know that.
Is she Chinese?
Is she technically Asia?
Yeah.
No, I'm from Asia Minor, from Iran. That counts, everybody.
So it's going to be three Asians during the movie.
Yeah.
Is that one of the jokes in the movie?
No, it's real.
Asia Minor?
Asia Minor counts as Asia. Thank you.
All right.
Is that like India and that whole area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then isn't Russia
India's
mostly?
Asia now, too?
Asia
like
Minor.
Southern Asia?
Yeah, it is.
It is because there's Europe, and then I think most of Russia's Asia.
Yeah, that's right.
Every time I'm out with Hooman and other Asian people, he always says, I'm Asian too, guys. I'm Asian too.
Well, so technically, he is Asian.
We pull up the map, and we're like, oh, yeah, you are Asian, all right?
We always think of it as the Far East of
Asia. If you go
Asia.
To the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco, it's right next to City Hall, there's an area for Iran there.
Oh, I didn't notice that when I was there.
Such a chameleon you are.
I know.
But you're everything to everyone.
You got a toe in everything.
Mm. So anyway, so this week it's us and Rudy, me and Rudy, and next week Bryn and Christy Yamaguchi.
Well, I'm out of time for text. Right. I'll do some of those after.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.